People in Detroit says it's going to eclipse the largest funeral ever held at the church so far. That one was for a civil rights legend.
Rosa Parks, you know, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Well, think again. I believe it's gotten bigger than that.
Ellis says he expects many celebrities to be among the guests at the funeral for the Queen of Soul, as well as former Presidents Clinton, Obama, and George W. Bush. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims were down by 2,000 last week from the week before. Analysts expected them to rise by 3,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The tariff spat continues between the United States and China. The two slapping 25% tariffs on another $16 billion worth of each other's goods. The Trump administration imposing new tariffs just after midnight Eastern, and Beijing immediately retaliated. A man accused in a shooting at a Tennessee Waffle House location will be going to a mental health facility, as authorities say they hope he becomes fit to stand trial, USA's Wendy King reports.
A judge has ruled that 29-year-old Travis Reinking is mentally unfit to stand trial on charges that he fatally shot four people at the Waffle House restaurant in Nashville on April 22nd. Forensic psychologist Rena Eisen testified at a court hearing.
To be not competent means that their mental illness is causing them to not be able to assist their attorney in their defense or to understand the proceedings against them.
Eisen says Reinking is refusing to take medication that could help treat his mental illness.
Disney says it's going to pay for its hourly workers to go to college. Through the Disney Aspire program, as they're calling it, the company will be covering all tuition costs up front, and that includes application fees and books and materials for its 80,000 hourly workers. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning at 11:04. It is 78 degrees in Flemington and sunny. Today, clear, low humidity. Tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear, low around 56. Friday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high of 81. On Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 80. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 85.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
I feel like we've used this before.
Yeah.
Are we on the air?
I
can't hear myself.
I sure hope not.
Did you do something because of the pre-show activities? Have we heard this song recently?
Recently,
I think it's live. All right.
It is. I can hear
it. Once again, another stellar opening to our show. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Your theme to a summer place. By, who's this? Henry Mancini?
Yeah, I thought you were going to use the Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah. How about every other week?
Okay.
Welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. We've moved to a new office, by the way, across the hall. Now I have a view of the Doric, is that the Doric House? The low yellow one with the Flemington Museum? Oh, actually, yeah. If you've never visited the Doric House, I suggest doing that because they have a lot of old artifacts from the history of Flemington in there. Mm-hmm. And does our old librarian work in there still?
I don't know. She was. I don't know if she's still there.
Ask for Cindy Knight. She used to work at the Huntington County Library. She'll show you around. What's the building right next door to that? Oh, that's part of it. That's all the Doric House. Okay, gotcha. Where was I? Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. What?
Switch sides of the building. That's why Jim has a whole new view.
Like, talk right into your microphone.
We have a whole new view.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, good. So maybe I'm not...
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11... You would think someone who's... two people that have been doing a radio show for about 5 or 6 years would have a better handle on the production. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, it's a wrap on 2018's outdoor summer concerts at HCL and NCB. The Summer Swing Orchestra performed last night. I assume they performed last night, Jennifer.
Did you?
It did rain for a little bit. Did it rain in Clinton? We had a brief downpour. Did it rain at your house?
Yeah, it did, actually.
We'll let you know how it went next week. But if they did perform, the Summer Swing Orchestra is a fine band playing big band tunes. And they play throughout the area. So if you missed them last night, Google them and catch them next time around. You're a little over a week away from saving money with your HCL library card. September is National Library Card Month. And local businesses will be offering discounts to library card holders. Jennifer can't put her finger on what lies in store, but she feels what's to happen has all happened before. Entries are being accepted for HCL's annual amateur photography show, NCB Story Slam, all that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
Good, how are you? I did not understand your reference, so please tell me.
Did not understand my reference?
No, I didn't get it.
That is from the very beginning of Mary Poppins, when she comes in.
Oh.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing, about to begin.
I saw the trailer.
Can't put my finger on what lies in store, but all I feel what's to happen has all happened before. Dick Van Dyke got killed for his English accent in that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
He really hammed it up. But I think it works. It's a kid's movie, Jennifer.
Yes. And I saw the trailer. Did we talk about this already?
For the new Mary Poppins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? Let's play it. Okay. How did it look good?
It did.
But I know that tone of voice.
No, it didn't. I'm certain
it is. But I'm not going to see it because it's jovial and happy. And it's not depressing.
I'm uncertain. What are they trying? What's the aim in redoing this? Because the kids are still young. It's not like, it doesn't look like it's their children.
It is their children.
Oh, it is their. It is Jane and Michael's children.
I believe it's Michael's children.
Oh, okay. Then I feel a little bit better about it. I could not really tell from the trailer.
So, are you going to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
I saw a really good movie over the weekend.
What was it called?
Puzzle.
Puzzle?
Lori might like it. You're not going to like it.
I'm afraid to even ask.
It's a woman and her family. They live, I think it's Connecticut, but it's sort of like an unnamed suburb of New York City.
Gotcha.
They're blue collar. He owns a, Louis owns a auto mechanic shop. And it starts out with a birthday party, and she's doing all this work, and you think it's for him. Turns out it's her birthday party. And one of her sons works for his father but doesn't like it, and her other son's a senior in high school. And she feels unfulfilled and uncertain about her life and everything.
How old is she?
I think she was 40.
Gotcha.
I think it was her 40th birthday. And she gets her Aunt Emily gives her a puzzle for Christmas, for her birthday. And she does it in a really short amount of time. It's a 1,000-piece puzzle, and it's a puzzle of the world. And she's always wanted to go to Montreal, and she's never been there. And she calls Aunt Emily and says, "Where'd you get the puzzle?" And she said, "In the Village in New York City." And she said, "I haven't been there in years." So she takes a train to New York City to buy another puzzle.
And there's more than one puzzle store in the world, Jennifer. Oh. She could order them online. What year is this?
It's modern time.
Okay.
And then when she gets to the store, she sees that there's a puzzle competition. And she rips off a tag to call this number. And it's this man who's looking for a puzzle partner to be in this puzzle competition.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it's the story of their relationship. And then she goes back home to her family, and then she goes into New York 2 days a week to practice for the puzzle.
Practice for the puzzle. Is that what they call affairs these days,
yes,
Jennifer?
Yeah.
But so she's leading a double life.
She is. And she say, and then in the meantime, her aunt breaks her foot, and she says she's going to take care of her aunt. And
then a triple life.
Yes. But she's not real. But it was very
happy ending?
It was a hopeful ending.
Hopeful ending.
Mm-hmm. They win the contest, of course, and the next step is a trip to Brussels for the international competition. And that's where I'm going to stop.
Why?
Because I don't want to give away the ending in case you have a strong desire to see it.
You got me this far. Oh, you have to tell me off the air.
I'll tell you off the air.
Just in case anyone of our listening audience does not want to hear the ending of Puzzle. Is that the best title they could come up with?
It sounds
kind of interesting, but Puzzle?
It's a remake of a foreign film.
Speaking, Jennifer.
A foreign film.
Of foreign films.
Did you like that?
And short films, in particular, have another big event coming up at the Hunter County Library in end of September. I don't have the dates, I don't think. The Manhattan Short Film Festival. We did this last year, and it was an overwhelming success. People love this, so we're doing it again, Jennifer. Every year,
September.
They pick 8 films. Is it 8?
8.
8 films. Or 10 short films, finalists, that they'll have a viewing party. We'll have about 6 nights at the North County Branch and the Hunter County Library. We'll get you those dates next week. And we'll tell you what the films are. I'm talking,
they're in the scoop,
Jennifer.
Though.
I don't have the dates, Jennifer. I edited it out because I didn't have space.
Oh, okay.
So may I continue?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so 10 short films. We'll show them. We'll have like viewing parties, technically. Then you watch the films, and then you vote which one is your favorite. And then they tabulate the votes from all the venues that show the Manhattan Short Film Festival. And the winners, I believe, win an Academy Award. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Am I correct in that assumption?
No, I think it's just you do...
You're nominated for an Academy Award?
Yeah, or they send it to... But it goes... It's through.
Here's the exact blurb, Jennifer.
How about that?
Filmgoers in Hunter County can unite with over 100,000 film lovers around the world during the week of September 27th through October 7th for the 21st annual Manhattan Short Film Festival. The final 10 short films will be screened simultaneously across the world during a one-week period, with Best Film and Best Actor awards determined by ballots cast by the audiences in each participating venue. The finalists represent the best short films selected from a pool of over 1,000 submissions from countries around the world. All 10 films will be eligible for consideration for Academy Award nominations. So this is a great thing. So we'll get you the dates, and you're not going to want to miss this. The 10 films are all, I think, 10 minutes. You know, it's going to take a little over an hour probably to see all 10 films. I think there's a little between the films. I think you get a little insight with the director or whatever, kind of, if I remember correctly. But the Manhattan Short Film Festival, remember this, don't go anywhere. Don't go on vacation the week of September 27th through October 7th. You're not going to want to miss this.
Okay, and you're not going to want to miss any more of the library show, and we will be right back after these commercials.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Mary Poppins.
It is.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, I believe, wrote the music for this one. Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, famous for any music. The Runaway Broadway. Rather than
Mary
umbrella.
Poppins, it is wonderful to see you.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It's going to be awesome, Jennifer. Coming this Christmas, Mary Poppins Returns, is that the title?
Yes.
But now it's the time for today in history. This time every week, guys, Jennifer. Well,
questions about events that happened on this date today is August 23rd. We'll ask her about events that happened on August 23rd in years past. I'll also give her some names of people who were born on this date. See if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Here we go. Let's go back to AD 79, Jennifer.
What? Who? What? I didn't hear the first part.
AD.
Oh, AD 79.
August 23rd in AD 79. Was there an August 23rd? When does Augustus Caesar rule? Wasn't it after that?
I don't know.
No, it must have been before that. It's the Feast of Vulcan, Jennifer, the Roman god of fire. And ironically, what begins happening on this date?
Rome begins.
Incorrect.
Good guess, though.
Think of fire.
I just did.
Hot. Really hot.
Oh, Mount Vesuvius.
Mount Vesuvius begins stirring. and is going to bury the city of Pompeii. Is that what happens?
Yep.
1775, Jennifer. King George III delivers his... how can I say this? What does King George do on this date in 1775? So we're a good 11 months from the Declaration of Independence.
He imposes a Stamp Act.
That's a good guess. His proclamation of rebellion, Jennifer, he states that the American colonies are an open state of unavowed or avowed rebellion. And he's not going to take it anymore, Jennifer. I think the Boston party already happened. Right? I think Bunker Hill is right around that, too. Okay, 1784, Jennifer. There was a lot of fighting going on even before the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that?
I know
you're not a Revolutionary War buff.
17 what?
75.
Oh, still?
Oh, no, 1784.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer. Interesting piece of American history.
I'll be the judge of that.
The independent state of Franklin tries to get into the United States, and it actually lasts for 4 years before it's turned down, and you say you just can't make a state like that. Where was the independent state of Franklin in 1784?
Philadelphia.
They tried to start their own state.
Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Good guess, though, Benjamin Franklin.
That's not a good guess.
Where?
Western North Carolina, now Eastern Tennessee.
Why would I think that?
I don't know. That was where it was. I don't know why they called it Franklin. But obviously not accepted, Jennifer. I don't know why they thought they could do that. Okay, in 1831, the biggest slave rebellion during the Civil War was suppressed. And it was led by whom?
Nat Turner.
Nat Turner is correct. Nat Turner said God told him to do this, which God very well may have. Who's Okay, we're going into 1904, Jennifer. The automobile industry. What is patented on this date? Much to the chagrin of all American roads.
The pothole.
They invented the pothole on this date? Incorrect.
What?
What kind of automobile invention wreaks havoc on roads?
I don't know.
The American tire chain. Remember?
Oh.
Back in the day. And I think some people still do it, actually.
That creates potholes. Oh, mail trucks still do it.
Yeah. Put chains on their tires and just rip up the roads.
Actually, the hearse at my grandmother's funeral had chains on the tires.
1914, Jennifer, World War I. Japan declares war on this date, August 23rd in 1914. Who did they declare war on?
Germany.
Correct. So you know your World War I. Just don't care about the Revolutionary War, maybe the most important war in this country, but I digress. 1973, Jennifer. A bank robbery goes horribly wrong in Stockholm, Sweden. Why do we remember this bank robbery to this day?
Because there were hostages.
Correct.
And they began to associate.
Very good deduction.
And it started the Stockholm Syndrome.
How did you figure that? That was very good deduction. You weren't going to even answer. And then your mind started turning. You freed your mind. And you got it. That is the Stockholm Syndrome. That term comes from this robbery, Jennifer, where the hostages begin to sympathize with their captors. Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, in 1912, Gene Kelly.
He was a dancer. He was in Brigadoon. He was in American in Paris, On the Town. I'm not giving you the one you're looking for.
Which one am I looking for?
I don't know. He was in Summerstock with Judy Garland.
That was terrible. That was with Judy Garland, right, where she ran a farm?
Uh-huh.
Who think Judy Garland was running a farm?
So what were you looking for?
Nothing.
Oh, that was good enough?
Plenty good.
That was pretty complete.
Yes. Unfortunately, his last movie, Jennifer, was...
Xanadu.
Xanadu. Terrible career choice for what a career by Gene Kelly. He wraps it all up with Xanadu. Can't take that one back, Jennifer. 1931, Barbara Eden was born.
Jeannie, she was also in the TV production of Harper Valley PTA.
Very good. Anything else? Any movies for Barbara Eden?
Probably.
Pretty much typecast as Jeannie.
I don't know. She was the thing of the object of most young men's dreams in the early 70s, late 60s.
A movie based on a country song?
I said Harper Valley PTA.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and 9 to 5. No, she wasn't in 9 to 5. It's Dolly Parton. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're not looking for something else. Never mind. Okay.
Just adding to your...
Sorry.
Relax over there.
Can't do it.
1949, Shelley Long was born.
She was Diane on Cheers.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Nope.
She was in a few
movies. Oh, was she in...
She was in a movie with Tom
Hanks. The Money
Hanks.
Pit?
I think that's what it was. Very good. She was also in the newer sitcom Modern Family for a little while. Probably a lot of other things. Shelley Long. Oh, she was the mother in those Brady Bunch movies. Did a good job playing Carol Brady.
Was she really?
Yes. That was Shelley Long.
How did I not realize that?
You thought it was Carol. You thought it was
I don't
Florence
know what,
Anderson. She did such a good job. And then finally, 1949, Jennifer, Rick Springfield was born.
Jesse's girl.
You had a big crush on him, didn't you?
I didn't really, but what are you...
What am I what?
What are you looking at now?
I'm just looking out the window.
Oh.
It's a beautiful day in Flemington, New Jersey.
It is.
You mind?
I don't get
any of these around here anymore.
Not in August.
August has actually turned out to be the coolest month of all. Maybe this is going to be a good foreboding for the fall.
I hope so, but it's supposed to get hot again next week.
I'm actually watching this gentleman who just was walking up the throne. I guess what he's carrying is too heavy. He needed a break. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, I have lots of stuff today, so I even have trivia.
Nobody who died today?
No. I don't want to bring the show down.
All right. Well, you talked about the Story Slam at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I want to hear all about the Story Slam. This is an exciting new program we're trying at the North County Branch Library. Jennifer is going to read it so emphatically that you're not going to be able to stay away from it.
Story Slams have become popular with tellers all over the country whose ambition is to tell original true-to-life tales. You need another comma. And vie for a coveted bestseller title. Slammers seek to present outrageous, thought-provoking, and adventurous personal tales. Can I just say those two sentences kind of contradict each other? Anyhow, 16 entrants ages 16 and over will be able to do a 5-minute presentation. Contents must be family-friendly, and no props or notes may be used. Two willing judges will be chosen at random from the audience to evaluate the storytellers on content and performance. Prizes will be awarded, and refreshments will be served. Join us to either present, tell, or listen to these well-told tales. To sign up to be one of the storytellers, just listen, or for more information, call 730-6135 or 788-1422. And that's Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
I thought I told you to read that with some gusto.
That's gusto.
I don't think I want to go now.
Okay. That's gusto.
That's kidding. So it's Story Slam. So we're going to invite, how many is it, 16, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. 16.
16 people. So you have to register. If you want to participate as the storyteller, you need to register early. We're only accepting the first 16 people. And you get to tell a story. Everyone there will be the judges, or they're going to pick judges out of the audience. There's going to be prizes for the best stories. This has been going on in other venues, Jennifer, and it's been wildly popular. So we're going to try to bring it to the Hunterdon County Library. So if you're interested in telling the stories, or if you've done the Story Slam before and you want to bring one of your stories to tell to our patrons, just go to the webpage hclibrary.us, click on that little upcoming programs tab on the bottom right portion of our homepage, and then just click on the Story Slam flyer, and it'll give you the phone numbers and all the information you need to participate in this year's Story Slam, which is September 27th.
at the North County Branch Library. We hope to see you there.
It is 11:30. Jim Gonneau will be in at 12 o'clock to take care of some business.
All right, I'm taking care of business. Now, when's our next commercial break?
11:45.
Okay, the Hunterdon County Library Amateur Photography Show. It's coming around again, October 2018. We've been doing this for over 20 years. It's open to amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. Anyone that has an iPhone is an amateur photographer, Jennifer. So everyone is eligible. Entry deadline is Friday, September 28th. We accept the first 100 photographers. So don't delay. To get an entry form, go just stop in any of the county libraries or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link for the photo show, right to the entry form. Just print that out and fill it out and send it in to us. A nominal $1 or $2 fee to enter the show, and we have generous cash prizes. We have an award ceremony with refreshments on Wednesday, October 10th. There's several categories, Jennifer. There's adult and student categories. And then there's plenty of subcategories, such as people and human interest, or abstract and still life, scenic landscape, hunted and seen, floral, wildlife, black and white, anything. We've got every category covered. If you're not sure what category your photo fits in, we'll help you out. Walter Horoszewski, famous New Jersey photographer and author. I'm sure you've seen his coffee table books. There's actually one about Hunterdon County. He's our judge. We're happy to have him. All the entries will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library during the month of October in our main gallery. So if you've never had the thrill of having some of your work shown to the public, this is your opportunity. The public will also vote for their favorite photos, and a special Public's Choice Award will be given out. So this is the HCL Amateur Photography Show. I highly encourage you to enter. Go to hclibrary.us. For more information. And then the, if I can find it, Jennifer.
Library Card Month.
The Library Card Month promotion. It's right here. Every September, we partner with local businesses in Hunterdon County to offer discounts just by showing your Hunterdon County Library Card or your Flemington Free Public Library Card. Just show them anytime during the month of December, and you'll receive the predetermined discount from one of these participating businesses. We have over 40 businesses this year throughout Hunterdon County participating. I won't read the exact discounts, Jennifer, but I'll give you a list of all the businesses that are participating. Brochures will be available at the libraries beginning September 1st, so you can just pick one up and leave it in your car or put it on your fridge so you know when you're going out if you'll be receiving the discount. Actually, all the businesses will also have signs posted that if you show your library card, you will receive a discount. And here are the businesses, Jennifer. Be Here Now Yoga, Gymnastics Unlimited. We want to thank all of these businesses for helping out our celebration of National Library Card Month. Hunterdon County YMCA, Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center, Gardner Family Chiropractic, Great Clips, Jersey Community Acupuncture, my daughter works there, Leo Family Dental, Basil Bandwagon, Factory Fuel Company, Garden State Salad, Gabby's Pizza and Pasta, Grateful Bites, Jersey Mike's Subs, Italian Bakery and Cafe. Is it noon, Jennifer?
No, so this is real. It's only on Saturdays.
Real fire. Lone Eagle Brewing, Max's Market and Eatery of Califon, Red Mill Museum Village, St. Paul Christian Preschool, Act Two Books, Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, The Book Garden, Burkett Supply Company, Comic Fusion, Ink Junction, Fish and Pets Plus, Freedom Art and Framing, Higgins News Agency, The Spinnery, Stowaway Self Storage, Sunbeam General Store, Toys Told Tales and Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, The Vintage Shop, Crown Trophy of Flemington with our friend Jim Gonneau, Darrow's Sporting Edge, Sneakers Plus with our other friend Chris Kakos, Attachments Jewelry, Beyond Bijou, Bluefish Clothing, J. Jill, the Shops of Flemington, Enjoy Yourself, right on Stengel Road, and Sage Boutique. Discounts with your Hunterdon County Library Card all September. at these participating businesses. If you don't have a Hunterdon County Library card and you live in Hunterdon County, number one, what is wrong with you, Jennifer? Not you, particularly, Jennifer. But it's just stop by the Hunterdon County Library anytime, and it takes you a couple minutes to fill in an application, and we'll give you a library card. Let's give it to you. And then all these services and programs, free concerts and speakers and disc, everything is, and a whole new world will open to you. I have a couple friends that don't have library cards. And I'm the head of PR, so I can't get my friends to get library cards. Actually,
I really wouldn't admit that.
I'm taking home a few library card applications, and I'm going to make them sign them tonight. They're just stubborn, Jennifer. There's some people out there. I hope they're not listening.
Nice.
They just don't know a good thing when it's smacking them right in the face. Like the Hunterdon County Library. We're very proud of it. We work hard to bring only the best services and programs to the people of Hunterdon County. Okay, I'm done with my diatribe, Jennifer.
Thank you. Would you like the trivia I created this morning for you?
Sure.
Well, since it's almost the last Thursday of the summer, and I know summer really goes into September, but, Labor Day.
It's into November.
Yeah. So what I did is I did some first lines of songs with the word summer in the title.
Nice.
Let's see if you can figure them out.
Let's try it.
Hot Town.
Summer in the City.
Loving Spoonful. Yep. I got my first real six string.
Summer of 69 by one Brian Adams. Very clever, Jennifer.
Thank you.
I give you credit for this one.
Sitting in my car outside your house.
Oh, I know this. Sitting in my car outside your house. I'm going to kick myself for not knowing this. What?
All Summer Long by the Beach Boys.
I remember when you spilled Coke all over your blouse. I can't believe I missed the Beach Boys one.
There's two in here that are a little bit more obscure, that's three. But I think you'll know them because of who they are. Two I think you'll know. One you might not. Nobody on the Road.
Nobody on the Road. Boys of Summer.
Don Henley. Summer came and left without a warning.
I don't know.
Endless Summer Nights, Richard Marx. That was from my high school. You might have. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to raise a fuss. I'm going to raise a holler.
Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran.
Yes. This is the second line because the first line is the name of the song. This one is going to be up there with Endless Summer Nights, I think. Girl, I Won't Forget You. Farewell, My Summer Love, Michael Jackson. See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
I just thought of one, but I don't think that's it. Girls in Their Summer Clothes.
No, Summer Bruce. I don't know that
that's
one.
That's a great Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh,
we're
going to
play
next.
That one after the next commercial
that's
break.
Next. Oh. Summer Breeze, Seals and Croft.
Ah, she got that.
While the street lights shine down on Blessing Avenue.
Yeah, that's Girls in their Summer Clothes.
All right, this one
I want you to play that one after the commercial break.
This one is the first word is the name of the song, and the next phrase is, and the living is easy.
Summertime?
Yep. And then this is the first word. I'm skipping two words. That blank came blowing in from across the sea.
Summer wind.
They say that these are not the best of times. This is kind of obscure.
Yeah. The Best of Times by Styx?
No, it's Billy Joel.
Oh, what?
Summer Highland Falls.
Oh.
Roll Out.
Hazy, Lazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Nat King Cole. There's blank where it may rain or storm.
Say that again?
There's a blank where it may rain or storm.
Don't know.
Summer Place. Which didn't really have words. The summer smiles, the summer knows.
Don't know.
Summer of 42 by Johnny Mathis. sung, which again, I don't know if it had words to begin with. That's it.
Very good.
Thank you.
I might steal that one or something similar.
Well, you can have it. I'll give it to you. I've got some notes written on the back, but you're welcome to it.
I hear the phone ringing, Jennifer. Is that all about?
I don't know.
Okay, I have some trivia for Jennifer. What time is it, Jennifer?
11:40.
Should we go? Let's go to a commercial break a little early so we have plenty of time. We'll come back with Bruce Springsteen's great song from his album Magic called Girls in Their Summer Clothes. You won't want to miss that.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Streetlights shine down on Blessing Avenue. Lovers, they walk by holding hands 2 by 2. A breeze crosses the porch, bicycle spokes spin round. The jacket's on, I'm at the door.
Get all of them. For some reason, you don't know who currently Broadway star.
This is from actually Bruce Springsteen.net. This is from Bruce Springsteen.net. And there's a comment. Except my hat to Brendan O'Brien, special to the song to be included on that. He really heard it so much. Also, a big thanks to him. All right, I'm good. I'm okay with it.
All right, I have some trivia for you, Jennifer. Keep it. Okay.
Okay. Give you a time to find questions for all these words. That's something common. Some of them we know the common theme. Castle. House. Wedding. Wine, castle, house,
glass.
What?
Glass.
Glass? No.
Glass
castle. Glass castle. Glass castle. Glass castle.
No, no, no. It's the name of a book.
How about flag? Collar. Get into the distance. Socks. S-O-X.
Red.
Red.
White.
White. White castle, white house, white wedding. Yes, yes. Do you know anything about classic albums? Did you know about albums when you were young?
Not so many.
Okay, so then no, you're not. How about H?
Yes. All there.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Gene Raver.
Match game.
Regis Philbin.
The thing at night. I don't know what it was called.
Who wants to be
a millionaire?
A millionaire. Wink Martindale.
He did a bunch.
Just name one of them.
I can see him.
Most famous for Tic-Tac-Doe. Also Gambit and Debt. Peter Marshall.
Hollywood Squares.
Jeff Probst.
Survivor.
Correct. Very good. Bob Eubanks.
The Dating Game. No, The Newlywed Game.
Correct. The Newlywed Game. Monty Hall.
Price is Right. No. Let's Make a Deal.
Groucho Marx.
The Show of Shows? No.
Correct. That was Sid Caesar. We're looking for You Bet Your Life. Remember the secret word, Jennifer? Jim Lang.
Oh. Card Sharks? No.
No.
Mm-mm.
The Dating Game. That's where we wanted the Dating Game. And then finally, Burt Convy.
Password.
Very good. Probably most famous for it was Tattletales. Remember the audience participated?
Yes, and Alan
Lund. The banana section.
Alan Lund, Betty White's husband, also did
correct.
Password for a while. Yes,
but that wasn't one of the questions, Jenna.
I know, but I was really big into game shows.
Okay, starring John Travolta, I'll give you a role John Travolta played. You just tell me the movie.
Okay.
Danny Zuko.
Grease.
See, you're very good. Vincent Vega.
The Quentin Tarantino, Pulp Fiction.
You love Travolta, huh? Bud Davis.
Bud Davis. Mm-hmm.
Urban Cowboy. Ever see that movie?
Yeah, I know.
Never saw it? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a good movie.
Is it? Yeah.
Jack Stanton.
Anonymous, The Primary Colors.
Very good, Primary Colors. Chili Palmer.
Get Shorty.
You're good at this. Edna Turnblad.
What movie was he a woman in?
Woman role, notoriously played by a man. Kind of like Peter Pan, who was being played by a woman. Hairspray.
No. I didn't know he was in that.
He was the mother
in
Hairspray. James Ubriaco.
Oh. That's his Saturday Night Live?
No.
No, I've seen this one, though.
Look Who's Talking.
Talking. Oh.
It's with the baby.
Baby, talking. Yeah. Christine.
George Malley?
No.
A Phenomenon. Tony Manero.
That was Saturday Night Fever.
Correct, Saturday Night Fever. And finally, Woody Stevens. Woody Stevens actually was a famous horse trainer from the 70s, 80s.
No, Michael?
No. Because his name was Michael.
I know. I don't know what he's doing.
Wild Hogs, that movie recently about the motorcycles. This one you would need a pencil, but I think you'd really like it, and I think you'd do well.
All right, well, I have a pencil, so give me a piece of paper.
What do I look like? Staples over here?
Well, I gave you mine.
I ripped up all here. Write them on this.
All right. You ripped up the piece of paper I gave you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you got it right under the back of that.
Yeah.
Okay, write these 10 presidents' names down, Jennifer.
Okay.
John F. Kennedy. William Henry Harrison.
Okay.
This is, I don't know if this is going to transfer to radio, but we'll try. Rutherford B. Hayes. Herbert Hoover.
Uh-huh.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Uh-huh.
Harry Truman.
Okay.
Taft.
Okay.
Woody Wilson.
Uh-huh.
James Madison.
Uh-huh.
And Coolidge.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an event, and you tell me which president this event happened under. Who was president when this event happened? The War of 1812.
James Madison.
Very good.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Once you give it to me, is that the only time you
yes.
use it? Thank you. Okay.
Edison patents the light bulb.
I'm down between two. I'm down between three.
Okay, we'll move on. Harry Truman. Oh, shoot. Number four. Women received the right to vote.
Theodore Roosevelt.
You can pass if you... Roosevelt is incorrect. Berlin Wall is built.
JFK.
Very good. Cross that out. Black Tuesday stock market crash. People made those houses.
Herbert Hoover.
Very good.
Thank you.
The Titanic sinks.
Hayes.
Incorrect. Women received the right to vote. Did I give you that one?
Yeah. Calvin Coolidge.
Roswell UFO incident.
Harry Truman?
Correct. We'll cross that one out. First president to die in office.
William Henry Harrison.
Very good. Cross that off. Lindbergh crosses the Atlantic.
Woodrow Wilson.
Incorrect. Women received the right to vote.
Taft.
Incorrect.
Then it's Teddy Roosevelt.
Incorrect.
Calvin Coolidge. It's not Hayes.
Henry Ford's Model T is introduced.
Roosevelt.
Correct. Cross that off. Lindbergh crosses the Atlantic.
Wilson.
Incorrect. You can't keep saying Wilson.
Calvin Coolidge.
Correct. Women received the right to vote.
Hayes.
Women received the right to vote is incorrect.
I've said all three of them. You've said all three wrong.
No, you didn't say one. Taft. Women received the right to vote. No.
Wilson.
Yes. Titanic sinks.
Taft.
Correct. Edison invents a light bulb.
Hayes.
Got it.
That was one of my first three choices for that one.
Oh, I don't know if I gave you this one yet, Jennifer. Five surnames, since we're talking about presidents. There are five surnames that appear more than once in a list of U.S. presidents. For example, Bush, George H.W., and George W. What are the other four?
Adams.
Correct.
John Quincy. Roosevelt.
Correct.
Jackson. No, Johnson.
Correct.
Wait, I have to write these down. Johnson. Who did I say? Roosevelt? There's one more. Harrison.
That's correct. Very good. I'll get one more for you, Jennifer. Do you play Yahtzee?
I do.
No, then this is going to be easy for you. Name the seven scoring categories in the lower section on a standard Yahtzee score sheet.
Three of a kind, four of a kind, full house, chance, Yahtzee, large straight, small straight.
Bingo. Very good.
Not bingo, Yahtzee.
I should have said Yahtzee. Okay. You did well.
Thank you.
Didn't know you're that big of a Travolta fan.
See? Another layer of the onion peeled back.
Well, that's good. I'm a big fan of his, too.
We should give an update on the shifting and library moving around project. We've been rearranging the lower level, and we've rearranged some shelves, reconfigured some shelves, and we're doing some shifting right now. We're up to almost the end of the 600s. And the 900s are being brought downstairs now, too. So come on downstairs, take a look. We just put up some new signs this morning.
Just be careful where you step.
Here I can. So, but never.
It's a live reptile show going on at the Huntington County Library right now.
Stop.
I wonder if Samuel L. Jackson would be interested in doing a sequel to his runaway cult hit, Snakes on a Plane.
Stop.
Why? I think that'd be interesting. Snakes in the Library.
Okay.
Starring Samuel L. Jackson.
But never fear, the upper level is not going to stay empty for long. I don't know what's going in there, but something's going up there.
Yes, we have grand plans. We're rearranging. We're going to have a lot of creative spacing coming up at the Huntington County Library for kids, teens, adults, everyone.
Everybody. So. And somebody
always
made,
changing to serve you better, Jennifer.
One of the couriers made an interesting comment. They've checked in more nonfiction since we've started weeding, which means people are seeing more of it. And they're checking.
That's
more.
Good. I think that was That's part good. Of the idea, right?
It sure
Jennifer?
Is. It sure is. And we're going to get gear up after the 1st of September to get the South County branch moved back to Ringo's. So stay tuned for more information as it comes. And in the meantime, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Hold on, folks.
We're going to go out the same way we started. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's National Security Advisor meets with his Russian counterpart in Geneva, Switzerland today, and then holds a solo news conference explaining why he and the Russian official weren't holding one together.
I felt it was important to mention election meddling.
But John Bolton says he and Nikolai Patrushev could not reach any agreement on that issue, though Bolton says he made some things clear.
I made it clear that we wouldn't tolerate meddling in 2018. And that we were prepared to take necessary steps to prevent it from happening.
Bolton speaking where the two men met in Geneva, Switzerland. They're preparing in Hawaii for the arrival of a powerful Hurricane Lane, still a Category 4 storm, though some forecast models show it could end up moving west and away from the Hawaiian Islands. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Authorities now say two people are dead and one seriously wounded after a knife attack in Paris that ISIS has claimed responsibility for. The suspect was shot by police. The U.S. and China both slapping 25% tariffs on another $16 billion worth of each other's products. They all took effect at midnight Eastern. After President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to 8 felonies on Tuesday, the president discusses his long relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if there's a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me, didn't do